Hello, ladies and gentlemen. How are we doing tonight? How are we doing this evening? And yes, welcome to the Night Shift Podcast. Yes, I said it. Welcome to the Night Shift Podcast for episode 2, you know, starring me, A. Dot Carter, and my boy, P. Dot Moss, also known as Paul Moss on the Paul TV show, which is the realest, that's right, the realest Facebook book talk show on the planet. And also I'm in that show as well as the, you know, if you don't know, you about to find out. It's the co-host from the West Coast that knows the most. So I'm the co-host of the Paul TV show. But anyway, yes, it's been a long week, a long work week for me. What I did over the weekend was, you know, spent time with the family, you know, spent time with my girls, my daughters, you know, had daddy daughter day. Oh my goodness, just the things that you find out from your daughters. Yes. So any fathers out there that got daughters, please, please spend time with your daughters. It's a very, very valuable that you do. You know what I'm saying? They are the most precious things in the world. Excuse me. But at the same time, they could be that sharp pain in your neck. They could be that extra thin line of nerve. You know what I mean? But at the same time, you know, they teach you how to bear patience. You know what I'm saying? Because with a girl, you're supposed to bear patience anyway. You feel what I'm saying? At least try your hardest to find common ground to bear patience. You know what I'm saying? Because they are the most precious, precious thing that any parent can have, especially a father, because you are the provider. And yes, you are the protector. And yeah, it's a hard job, but we'll push through. You feel what I'm saying? So hang in tight with that. But that's what I did this weekend, you know, chill with the family, relax, whatnot. Got to get back to the grind tomorrow, you know, so I'm with y'all on that. But anyhow, I'm about to start off this first segment with these, with the football, with the NFL starting back. Woohoo! I know y'all glad that the NFL is back in full effect, you know. I know that y'all like, dang, man, I wish I can get tickets, season tickets to the game. But unfortunately, due to the COVID-19, you know, that changed the whole excitement of going to the football fields. But anywho, you know, it's been some games. I haven't got a chance to watch them. So y'all, let me know what's cracking with that. You know what I'm saying? I know the Eagles and Washington, I can't call them no team name because I don't think they have a team name. You know what I'm saying? So I can't call them that. So, but yeah, I heard that was a total bummer. Also with the Cowboys, man. Man, you know, I was looking up and down my timeline and I was just seeing and hearing that, yeah, they got robbed from win. But, you know, it's just the beginning of the season, you know. Minor setback for a major comeback. So, you know, that's how we get into that. I know the Niners game was on, you know what I mean, West Coast. You feel what I'm saying? So I will be tapping in probably tomorrow with y'all about the scores and updates or whatnot. You know, I travel a lot, so I don't get to watch the game much. And when I do try to hear the game, it's like when I go in the mountains. It's like the sound goes in and out, so it's kind of hard to keep up with today's scores, you know what I'm saying, of the football game. But yeah, y'all push it through the night shift, stay woke, hang in there, it's almost over with. Get up, stretch, you know what I mean, walk around, you know, do some push-ups, that's what helps me. You know what I mean? I would say read, but, you know, I mean, with me, when I read, it's cool. Don't get me wrong, but you can't tend to drift off by reading the words, you know what I'm saying? Because it can hypnotize you. You know what I'm saying? Like, your eyes are shifting back and forth and back and forth, just reading page after page, you know. But some people, you know, can keep themselves entertained and woke. I mean, it just depends on the book, you know what I'm saying, that's going to keep your interest, you know what I mean? As a matter of fact, speaking of books, y'all need to check out some books, man. And I'm talking about this lady here. She is from Sacramento, California. You know what I'm saying? Y'all have to check out Lukewarm and Don't Look Like What I've Been Through by Angela Marie Holmes Poole. Y'all can also look her up on Facebook as Angela Marie Holmes Poole, which is the author. Let me rephrase that. The author, Angela Marie Holmes Poole. And if you guys don't know how to spell the last name is P-O-O-L-E. Let me say that again. P-O-O-L-E. Miss Arthur Angela Marie Holmes Poole. Big ups to you. I appreciate the book. I appreciate it's just deep. You guys just gotta read it, because I don't want to spill the juice. You feel what I'm saying? I'm gonna just sip my juice on that. It's just, man, a very interesting book. I can get heavy in it. You feel what I'm saying? In the detail, but it's a must read book, y'all. So, yeah, check that out. Go on Amazon. You should be able to find both of her books, which is called Lukewarm and I Don't Look Like What I've Been Through. She has a story and a testimony. And she's still here today. May God get the glory on that. And she has a wonderful, wonderful husband named Timothy Poole. He does outreach work for the community. Him and my guy, we call him Bobo. But you know what I mean? Bobo Walton. They got a program in Sacramento called Hooked on Fish and Not on Violence. I believe they meet up probably about 2-3 times a week. Take the kids fishing, teach them life skills and how to cope with their anger. You know what I mean? It's just an outlet for the kids to vent and to keep them off the street. So, like I said, man, big ups to Timothy Poole. As the kids call him Mr. Tim, I still call him Mr. Tim to this day, a.k.a. DJ One Gone. So if y'all ever need a DJ straight up in the Sacramento area, California, wherever, get with my boy Timothy Poole, a.k.a. DJ One Gone. And Mr. Bobo, man, we love what you do in the community, straight up. You know, we call him Santa Bo. My kids do, because he's the Santa Claus in the Sacramento community. I love the work that he's done in the community as well. You know, he's been a big help to me when I was going through, you know, and I still call him to this day for advice, you know what I mean? Which reminds me to tell y'all, do not shut your inner feelings in. If you're going through something, especially through these hard times right now, during the COVID-19, I know it's kind of stressful. A lot of people out of work. A lot of people's losing jobs. A lot of things changed. So I guess I don't like to say this, but I'm going to say it. Depression tends to kick in and it forms real hard, heavy in the head, heavy in the heart. Please, before you hit that stage, please reach out to somebody. Reach out to help. Reach out to the crisis line. Reach out to anybody you feel that has your back and your best interest at heart. I mean, that's very vital, especially in today's society. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate that, you know. Reach out. Also today, I want to talk about this evening, which brings me to my next segment. Yes. Yes. And I got to bring this up. Romance. Yes, romance. You know why I bring this up? Because there's not a lot of romance that's going on today. You know, I very, very seldomly see romance and romancing today. You know what I mean? I go up and down social media timelines and I see that everybody wants to be hard. Everybody's a thug. Nobody loves. Nobody likes love, but love the wrong things. And like I said before, loving the wrong things can leave you alone by chasing the wrong things. Let me say that again. Loving the wrong things can have you by yourself by chasing the wrong things. And what I mean by that is, let me break it down to y'all since I got y'all attention now. Put more effort into your relationship. Don't worry about what everybody else doing and how they doing it. It's okay to love on your man. It's okay to love on your woman. It's okay to love on your husband. It's okay to love on your wife. Hold on, y'all. Okay, cool. I'm back. Sorry about that. Same time, I had to take a little break. So let's get back into the romance department, which a lot of people are lacking in. I'm saying men and women. You know, I'm not pointing fingers at just one sex. I'm pointing at both sexes. You know what I'm saying? And hopefully you take my advice, you know, straight up. For real. You know, men, we got to get back to sending flowers to our beautiful queens just because it's their day. Just because they're beautiful. They're the most precious things that walked on this earth. You feel what I'm saying? We got to go back to surprises. We got to go back to dates. We got to go back to getting to know one another, keeping the flavor. You feel what I'm saying? Keeping it fresh. You know, it's like you eating food, right? You want to taste that seasoning. You don't taste that seasoning, shit tastes bland. And guess what? After a while, you like, I ain't gonna want it. You feel what I'm saying? So, gotta spice it up. Excuse me, you gotta spice it up. Ladies, women, let me get at y'all about this, because I know I'ma hear it, but take care of your king. And I applaud the ones that's out there taking care of their king, holding down the household while he's at work, watching the kids, you feel what I'm saying, being on that grown woman, you know what I mean? I applaud y'all for that, but at the same token, y'all too got to keep the sexies up. You know what I mean? You got to keep that flavor going. You got to keep that smell good. You feel what I'm saying? You got to keep it fresh. You know what I mean? With flavor. You know what I mean? You got to go back to role playing. You know what I mean? Let's do that. It ain't about, you know what I mean, just getting that bottle, getting that blunt. Then after that, you know, what's up? Nah. Get back to romancing your man. Romancing your king. You feel what I'm saying? Making him feel love. Making him feel worthy. Like having his slippers by the door when he walked through. You feel what I'm saying? Asking how his day was at work. You feel what I'm saying? Because it's hard on this man as we go out here day by day trying to make a way to provide. You feel what I'm saying? For the kids, for you. You know what I mean? So at least do your part as well. And for you women that's out there holding it down, I applaud y'all. The men that's out there holding it down, I applaud y'all. Straight up. That's taking care of your queen, that's taking care of your home, that's taking care of your throne. You know what I'm saying? We got this generation, you know what I mean, that feel like it's just bam, boom, bang. You feel what I'm saying? Not putting no type of effort into relationships. Not telling them how beautiful they women are. You know what I mean? Not telling, also the women not telling their men how handsome they look or how fine he looks. You know, making them feel good. Got to make each other feel good. Got to keep it fresh. You feel what I'm saying? And I'm not saying every day is going to be peaches and cream. And I'm not saying every day is going to be sunshine. But you got to put in that time. You have to. You know what I mean? If you putting in time, fellas, got to get at y'all. Y'all putting in time to keep up with these scores. You feel what I'm saying? Want to know when that football and shit coming on and that new Madden or that 2K. Man, y'all got to put in that same time with your woman. And yes, let me get to that, which brings me to my next segment. Excuse me. What was I fixing to say? I had lost train of thought. Quality time. Spend that QT with your woman, man. That game ain't that damn serious. Cause it gets lonely on that couch. It gets lonely on that couch at night. Be in the doghouse. And believe me, fellas, no man wants to be in the doghouse. You feel what I'm saying? You know, fuck all that pride shit that you be talking. You hurt. You hurt when your fellas go home and you the only one that's got to sleep on that couch. Fellas going home to their women in their bedroom, in their kingdom, and you right there on the couch. Think about it. Instead of being in your castle, in your kingdom, in your kingdomly bedroom. So, let's do better. Women, put the phones down. Social media ain't going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Love on your men. Love on your husband. Straight up. It ain't going nowhere. Love on who you love on. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. Phones ain't going nowhere. Now y'all got to scroll through and see what this bride doing, what this woman doing, what this girl doing. That don't even matter. Shoot, you know what I mean? Tell your diva you'll get up with her later. You know what I mean? You with your boo thing. You feel what I'm saying? You with your king. You with your man. You know what I'm saying? And I guess I could say that for the fellas, but I'm getting heavy with it right now because it's football season. And I know y'all want the TV to yourself. You know what I mean? Don't get me wrong, I'm a man too. I love sports. But you know what I mean? You gotta love your woman more. Straight up. Surprise her. Flip it. You know what I mean? Flip it on some halftime shit. You know, be creative. Be spontaneous. And yeah. That's all I'm gonna say on that note. You feel what I'm saying? Flat out. You know? So, let's move on to the next segment, which is the wildfires here in the West Coast. I'm talking about from California, Oregon, and I think certain parts of Washington was getting it as well, too. Yeah. These fires, they have been spreading tremendously. You know, I go up the coast, up I-5, and see nothing but smoke. And haze in the air, you know what I mean? So, it's not safe to breathe this air. So, what I'm saying to y'all is, if y'all out here, please have your mask on. You know what I mean? Limit your outside activities if you can. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't got to be outside like that, then please don't try your hardest to stay in the house. And if you got to go out and if you got asthma, please bring your inhaler. We're praying for fire contamination from the fire department. So shout out to the California Fire Department. Shout out to the Oregon Fire Department. Shout out to the Washington Fire Department. Shout out to all fire departments across the country that's coming to help put out these fires. You know what I'm saying? We need it. The weather is starting to cool down some. It's starting to get a little breezy. I think in the northern west Pacific coast, further up north, between northern Cali and southern Oregon, or northern western Oregon, I believe hopefully some rain should be coming this week or next week. So that should help some. And hopefully certain parts of California can get a taper of it, you know, the precipitation. Yeah, so if you know anybody that's in those fires that had to evacuate, please reach out to them. Be a helping hand. And do what you can at hand. You know what I mean? Be a helping hand. Every dollar counts. Now let's keep these families that lost family members in this fire, that lost homes, things that they can't get back. Keep y'all in my prayers, you know what I mean? That's all I can really say on that, because it's rough right now, you know? Up and down California, I'm seeing it. Then I get to Oregon, you know what I mean? And I see that as well, too, you know, because I believe it was a fire in Medford, Oregon, and certain parts of Oregon as well, too. And like I said before, Washington, correct me if I'm wrong, but that's the sources. That's what I read. And I see it. You know what I'm saying? So let's do our part. You know, keep the families in prayer. Let's help out. Let's donate clothes. Any sources that you guys have, you feel what I'm saying? You can always hit me up on my Facebook page, Anthony Carter. Or you can always hit me up on my IG, Instagram, which is ACARTERDA1, which is A Carter the One. Also, you can hit me up on my Twitter account, which is the same as my Instagram, which is A Carter the One, which is CARTERDA1. So I appreciate you guys for tuning in. You know, I always give shout outs to people that I feel that does right. And if God lays it on my heart to shout you out, then I'm going to shout you out. You feel what I'm saying? I don't mind shouting out businesses, authors, artists, etc. You feel what I'm saying? But at the same time, I just ask that we keep it, you know, keep it 100. And let's just keep it respectful, especially on this The Night Shift podcast. Yes, The Night Shift podcast. Also, you guys can tune into the Paul TV show on Facebook, which is Paul Moss. My guys from the East Coast, which is Washington, D.C. And I believe that he gets on about 7, 8 o'clock East Coast time. So Central time, that'd be 6 a.m. And I want to say Pacific time, that'll probably be about 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. You always can catch the show. Sometimes you'll see me on there when I can get on there, and sometimes you won't see me on there. But at the same token, my guy Paul Moss keeps it 100 at all times. You know, he gets real, real heavy with it. You feel what I'm saying? A lot of things that he talks about, it's the truth and it's real. Gotta love that. You know, who wouldn't love that? What's wrong with him, right? Which brings me to my next segment. Shout out to the R&B singers, you know. I will say the R&B singer's name, and I want to. You feel what I'm saying? Because it's heavy and it's a lot of them. But I'm going to just, you know, keep it like that right now. You feel what I'm saying? Because I got plans for certain R&B singers, man. But I'm going to do it anyway. I got to. Y'all bring it out of me. Shout out to my boy, Sincere Grant from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Man, he brung R&B back from a coma. Yes, I said it. You guys have to check out my guy, Sincere Grant. His track on the YouTube page. His track is called Withdrawals. And he also got a track that's called, he was on a track featured, I forgot the artist's name. You feel what I'm saying? It's, but look it up. It's called Never Too Late. You feel what I'm saying? Very talented brother from Oklahoma. Yeah, so I'm giving out shout outs. You feel what I'm saying? I got to. And also, I got a shout out Chicago. I got a shout out to Shy. Yes, because what y'all going through right now in the Shy, only the strong survives. So big shout out to, yes, I'm going to say Ashley E. Chicago. She is on her grown woman. She is the CEO. She is the definition of the high top diva boss. You feel what I'm saying? Go check out her establishment. Also, check out Ashley E. Chicago on Facebook, Instagram. Man, look her up. I heard the food was bomb, banging. Finger looking good. As a matter of fact, girl, hey, if you can, deliver a plate. Deliver a pan. Deliver me some food, please, in the West Coast. Please, 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 please. We can use some of that Ashley East Chicago out here. You know what I'm saying? So I applaud her. You know, she also got the gold plated entertainment going on too. You know, very, very organized group. Entertainment, very organized. I want to say business. They're very professional. And yeah. They pick up a very talented artist as well. So you can look them up too on Facebook as a Globe Plated Entertainment. Most Def, you know what I mean? I had to give them shout outs. Also, I got to give a shout out to, I got to all the community leaders throughout the world. I applaud y'all. Got to, straight up. Shout out to my entrepreneurs. Shout out to my hustlers out there. Shout out to the ones that's on the night shift grind. And yes, I'm going to say it. The night shift grind. I applaud y'all. Because I know it's hard to push through that night shift. But keep pushing. Before you know it, 6 o'clock will be here. 7 o'clock in the morning will be here. And also, shout out to my boy Dre Day. You know what I mean? From Detroit, but doing the staying out in Sacramento, man. You feel what I'm saying? Giving back to the community. Doing Easter egg hunt drives, back to school backpack drives, all the above. You feel me? I also want to shout out to my Uncle Mar, you know what I mean? Marboy. And his clothing line. Money crazy. You feel what I'm saying? Half heart, half money. He just did a back to school backpack drive. And I believe he got another one coming September 20th. So tap in with him to find out more information. Marboy Mills, which is M-A-R-B-O-Y Mills. M-A-R-B-O-Y Mills. And shout out. And I got to give a shout out to my dude, Bam, out there in SAC doing this thing. Heavy in the community, you know what I mean? And I also gotta give a shout out to the Suggs that's doing their thing in the community as well too. And I also gotta give a shout out, a big shout out to Caesar Douglas, you know what I mean? Seize the Moment, I believe that's the name of his organization. He gives back to the community. Tap in with him. Yeah, like I said, it's very heavy. You know, I love the West Coast. I love the whole world. But these are the sources. These are the things that's going on in Sacramento. These are the happenings that's going on in Chicago. These are the happenings that's going on in Oregon, and Washington as well. So on that note, you guys be blessed. And yes, I want to say thank you for tuning in to the Night Shift podcast. Yes, I said it. The Night Shift podcast. All right. One love. Peace.